Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today we're going to explore a little bit of a facet of aviation that we don't often look at, and that's hot air ballooning. And I'm talking with Mark Caviezel. He's the manager of a project called the Long Jump Competition for the Balloon Federation of America. And he's going to tell us what that is all about and some of the adventures that people have had competing in that. So, Mark, thanks for talking to us today.
Hello, Mary, and thank you very much.
Okay, so to start out, why don't you just kind of explain to us what the Long Jump Competition is all about?
Okay. The BFA Long Jump Challenge is an annual competition. It's run every winter since 1990. The basic rules are, with 40 gallons of propane, fly as far as you can. The absolute longest long jump ever done was 693 miles. That was achieved by Alvin Hansen back in 2003. The goal of the long jump is to promote the sport of hot air ballooning, and it's more about setting your own personal best than necessarily going after the absolute record.
Okay, and 40 gallons, is that sort of just a standard amount of fuel, or is that a lot of fuel?
For the sport hot air balloons, most of them are set up from the factory with 30 or 36 or 40 gallons of propane. So back in 1990, when they initially set the rules, they penned that in, and the 40 gallons is a good quantity to do this, because it's not a gross overload of fuel compared to what a lot of balloon pilots ordinarily fly with.
So to fly 300 or 400 miles, that sounds pretty challenging. How do you accomplish that with that much fuel?
Well, with anything in ballooning, you need to be quite good at reading and interpreting the meteorology. And by the way, Mary, the competition is limited to airspace less than 18,000 feet. And I know Alvin Hansen, I talked to him about his flight. His plan was to ascend at 600 to 800 foot per minute at launch, get right up to just shy of 18,000 feet, and hold that altitude as long as he could with fuel reserves and still have enough to make a sensible descent and approach and landing. But triple-digit speeds, you know, speeds over 100 miles an hour or over 100 knots, are common with a long jumper who has properly interpreted the meteorology and has launched at a date and place and time auspicious to a long-endurance, long-distance balloon flight.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty fast speed to be going in a hot air balloon, but I guess there's actually no stress on the system, right? Because you're kind of traveling in the air mass.
You're traveling with the air mass, and at altitude, there's usually, you know, very modest gradients in wind shears, so you can be flying 100 miles an hour and feel like you're going zero. Look at your GPS, or if you look down at the ground, you'll see that, in fact, you're moving rather rapidly.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So how many people usually will participate in a typical year?
Typical participation has varied. In the 1990s, we would see 40 to 50 entered flights per year. Back in the past decade, participation has dropped off quite a bit through a number of reasons. We had last year we had 12 people that registered, and we only had 4 people that actually did a flight and submitted it. Now, there's many more flights that were actually made, but if it's not a real competitive distance, most pilots, many of them will just elect to not even submit their flight record. So there's more flights going on than we know about, and it's only the really good ones that get written up and submitted.
Oh, I see. So anyone can participate, and they just do it from their own location and on their own time.
Yes, yeah, and long jump it's a rather unique competition because each individual pilot will plan and execute his or her own flight. So pilots out of the Midwest, well, for example, Alvin Hansen is out of the Chicago area, and to do his very long distance long jump flights, he was looking at weather several days ahead of time, and he actually took his aircraft, and balloons are ordinarily very easily truck and trailer transportable. He went out to, I believe, central North Dakota in the cold dead of winter, and set up his balloon when he had a low-reaching jet stream overhead. And that's how he executed his own flight. And, of course, you know, regular Part 91 rules apply, so anytime over 14,000 feet, pilots would be on oxygen. Other pilots have done long jump flights with longer endurance, slower flights at about 10,000 feet, cruising altitude, and other pilots yet have done flights 3 to 5,000 feet MSL.
Okay, so anyone who might be interested in learning more about balloons, I suppose it could find a local pilot and just go out and crew for them. I know that's a good way to kind of get involved and try it out and learn something. And then maybe if they wanted to pursue it farther than that, get in touch with the BFA and find out more about where to find an instructor.
Absolutely. You can contact the BFA. The website is bfa.net.
Okay, well, thanks very much, and I appreciate your time today, Mark.
You're certainly welcome, Mary. Thank you.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.